Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Why isn't it doing it? Okay. So can we go then? I hate this so much, dude. Everybody, it's the post-interview. This motherfucker got out. When?
I've been out for 14 days, I think.
You've been out for 2 weeks?
I got out on the 11th.
You got out on the 11th?
Yeah. Or 2.
When did you start trying to get a hold of me?
Just, 3 days after.
I want to say, like, I started getting these weird, I'm like, this. I was like, it could be him. It might not be him. And then I was just like, oh, man, I don't know. So I was kind of, like, reluctant.
Yeah, I hit you up on, like, 13 different platforms.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Oh.
Anything I could find, I knew you'd be on that show. Sorry.
So tell us the deets.
Oh. So
we want to know everything.
It's been a long fucking long journey. Well, it's damn sure an experience.
Here, didn't you? So, you were telling me some stories when you got back, and I was hoping that you would share some shit and then tell everyone why it's bad to do drugs.
No, it's just bad to get caught doing drugs.
Sis, you are the worst guest I've ever had on the show. The worst. You're someone with a hand. I know we're not supposed to just have anybody, but at first I thought those were pot leaves, but those are hands.
Oh.
Bro, what is that? You being for real right now? I don't know what it is. Could be a person, could be a sandwich.
Are you listening?
I don't know. I could probably see them. They're supposedly, like, how it works. Is they'll, like, you can hear them and shit, but I don't hear a damn thing, and I'm scared. So we put you back because, okay, so I added this guy one time, and they say don't add people with one stars. You never add a one star. This dude was smoking meth, and we didn't know. Like, I didn't know what he was doing. And everybody knew what he was doing, but I didn't because they apparently saw it, and I didn't because I was just, you know, going about my show. So, yeah, that was weird. Also scary. But he left. I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know if he was playing with his penis. Like, that was was weird. It looked like a sandwich there. I don't know. Okay, so yeah, right. Okay, so continue.
Okay, so, where do you want me to start, man?
No, bro, tell us your journey. What happened when you got there?
Okay, well, when I got there, I had to be in quarantine for like 14 days, pretty much behind the cell, 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
For 14 days.
What was that like?
Well, seeing that I was coming off of meth, I just kind of slept the first 10 days.
You slept for 10 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, you sleep so much that you can't sleep anymore.
No, yeah.
Then eventually, they move you to regular population, and that's really funny. And first thing I get there is some dude shit in the shower. So, yeah, welcome to Lake County Jail. I don't know what it is with people shitting in shit instead of the toilet, but I guess that's a tweaker thing.
So were there a lot of tweakers in there with you?
Yeah, they're coming in and out all day long. Yeah, people begging for soups.
Why is there a dead lizard over there?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he was there before you got here, so I'm not going to blame you for it. So, continue. I'm intrigued. So, someone shit in the shower.
Yeah, because, you know, people are dope sick and shit.
That, and it's kind of probably like going to military for a week. Most people don't poop. Or it's hard to poop in jail because you think everyone's watching you, probably.
Yeah, you got a shit sheet. You can put it up. Some people shit without the shit sheet. I think most people are gay.
That's a new one. I never heard of that.
You walk by a cell and there's like some dude just shitting right there. You just, like, courtesy, people courtesy put the sheet up. You tie the sheet.
Damn. So, someone pooped in the shower.
Yeah. It didn't really get too interesting until like the last year I was there. The first year I was still trying to adapt to it. You know, you don't get a pillow, so you got to make a pillow out of shit. I don't know.
Whoa, what?
You got to make pillows. Like, you got to buy clothes and put them in a laundry bag to make a pillow. Yeah, because I got a badass crook in my neck from laying on that mat for the first week I was there. Because I told you I slept. I didn't have a pillow when you come in from quarantine.
You have no pillow. See, in prison, we had pillows. We had pillows and mattresses that weren't shitty.
Yeah, see, the thing is, people are always doing shit, trying to kill people in there.
Yeah.
So, their luck, somebody will smother somebody with a pillow. But,
That's...
You had one guy, I was telling you, jumped off the fucking rail, up the second story. Doctor.
What was up with that?
He had a charge of pointing a flare gun at somebody.
That's not even that bad.
No, it carries a 5-year sentence. Because if you can't have a flare gun as a felon.
Oh.
I guess he was a felon.
Oh.
But he was mentally unstable, so I'm pretty sure.
Not that four.
I'm pretty sure they would have gave him a lesser sentence because he wasn't mentally stable. He quit taking his medication, and then I'm playing cards at the table, and I just hear one big bang. I look down. I see God laid out. It wasn't until I seen the blood running down into the cell, I'm like, oh, shit, this motherfucker's dead.
Like, blood running to the cell. Like, how much blood could be coming out from you fault? Like, he broke his neck, huh?
Bro, that nigga fucked up.
Wow, did you see... up anything up close, so you just...
I seen it up close. I seen him sitting there, and then, you know, they, like, lock it the fuck down. So I got...
Oh, God.
Yeah, you dead man laying on the ground, blood
yeah.
Every fucking where.
Yeah, they probably saw him take the fucking plunge and was like, oh, there goes one.
So it's one guy that's eating.
Really?
And I heard he jumped head first into that motherfucker.
He jumped head first. Yeah. He broke his neck,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, nuts. I ain't gonna lie.
It takes a really strong person to, like, kill themselves because your body wants – the body wants to live, and it'll do everything it can to go into fight mode.
Yeah, he went through a vegetable. Like, he was a vegetable, and they took him to the hospital, and then he died.
Vegetable. That's what we get called when we can't talk or move, huh? What if vegetables could talk and move, then what? Huh? How do you feel? But you only think about yourself.
But, yeah, a lot of chumos. Chumo Central. Got to be careful who you be friends with. Because you can be friends with somebody and then find out. That happened to me.
Oh, really?
I was friends with somebody. I was just, you know, I'm just a laid-back person.
Yeah, you're inclusive.
Yeah. Come to find out, this motherfucker and put his dick in a baby mouth. Had a little girl, his niece at that, sucking his dick.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to get through that. I know. What? I'm sorry. What? So he was molesting his niece, and he was reminiscing about that shit?
He decided to come out of his mouth and tell me. I don't know what would make him do that. And he said he was sorry about it. I'm like, man.
You're sorry about having... oral sex
with
a child. How does this even happen? I don't understand what comes over a person to be like, oh, this flat chest.
He said he was high on Molly.
Molly is not a reason or an excuse.
Exactly.
There are waifu pillows for that. You can use your hand. Use your imagination. Listen, you're in Florida, bro. There's OBT. There are so many places. There are so many places of which one can go. Besides, literally, you could go to a park and peep some dumb fucking meth head bitch because you know she's going to want to suck a dick for a fucking whatever you got. Doesn't matter if it's a piece of Swiss cheese at this moment, and this bitch ain't eating in a week.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it's ridiculous in there, dude. And there's a lot, the thing, man, they had a chomo parade because I guess a bunch of the guys in there got fed up with all these chomos coming in the pod. And they chased, like, they had to put, like, 10 of them in a fucking cell together because they were scared because they were moving them to another pod.
Oh, my God.
So it was a chomo parade. People were throwing shit at them on the way out the door.
Well, yeah, you deserve it. I got to say, anybody who's sitting in jail, listen, if you have somebody that's sitting in jail and they, and their family member of yours or whatever, and they're beating up chomos and they get in trouble, I will give them money on their books. I will fucking send that shit my goddamn self with a fucking note, a thank you note, so they got money on their books to eat. Literally, email me, bitches. I fucking swear to God. I commend you in there, y'all, that I have to sit in there. Like, we did have, I went to a women's prison. We did have, you know, a few people in there, but we did not have what y'all get in there like that. I ate next to killers who killed their babies and fed them to their husbands and shit like that. You know, there's a daycare worker that murdered a bunch of kids, and she got out and had another daycare. Sounds almost like Casey Anthony, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's lots of stories about that shit.
Speaking of Casey Anthony, did you know Selena's killer is out and bartending weddings?
No way!
Yes, son.
You didn't tell me this.
Yep. Bartending weddings.
How did they let her out? What was it?
She just served her time.
How much time did she do?
I think like 20 years or something.
Whoa.
Don't quote me, but yeah, she's fucking obviously out, motherfucker. So, speaking of people who kill people, so who is the worst person did you see come through there?
The worst one I gotta say is the dude they call Mancuso. Like, that chumo right there, he's a fucking asshole on top of him, trying to be in jail. Like, he, raped his autistic sister. Yeah.
I don't understand how that could even be sexy to a person. I know it's not about sex, it's about power, but how? And he's okay with that?
He's not only okay with it, he tries to be an asshole on top of thinking we're his gift to me. Like, he thinks the house men are here to bow down to him.
What?
Yeah.
No. You're a rapist. But you deserve to be dead. But why do we waste our time?
They protect the chomos because, like,
yeah.
It used to be like you could take the tray, you could fuck them up and do shit like that. You can do that.
Lake County caters to fucking pedos.
Yeah. Like, you hit a chomo, right? The chomo could press charges on you for doing that to him.
He raped a kid. He deserves a lot more than that.
Exactly. But in court's eyes and in America's eyes,
America is okay with sex trafficking humans. That's why the Republicans voted that down. They said no to making it's not illegal to sex traffic a person, basically. Get that. Not a federal law.
They got that Altamont Springs police officer. The fucking.
You mean the guy that was at the school?
Yeah.
Why is he in Lake County?
This motherfucker got porn pictures of.
Yeah, but why is he in Lake County? He was in Altamont. Altamont Seminole.
That's a good damn question. Not
That's
what, I think
what
about...
I'm fucking saying. How the fuck did he end up there? Because Altamont Springs is in fucking Seminole County. We in Lake. So how the hell are you going to have somebody get in trouble over there and have charges over there if they're over here? What happened? That's a good question, right?
Oh, because he probably can't be in the same county jail as the cops that he used to work for.
Snap, that might be a good reason. But that still begs the question. Orange County is right there.
Lake County is the easiest jail you can ever go to. I'm not going to say county.
They do cater to, I mean,
bro,
y'all have
like a fucking,
computers.
Bro, some jails around here don't have tablets, TVs. Only thing you can do is play cards. Fucking jail.
Bro, I got fucking killers and rapists still writing and calling my phone, okay, from jail that I don't know because this asshole, not him, this other asshole that was in jail, that I put in jail, who was obsessed with me, gave my number and address and everything to a bunch of dudes. So why can they get on the internet? This is harder to watch the movies. You know, we had lightning strip the TV.
Oh, no, you don't get internet access now.
No, still, okay, but, and it don't matter. They still have access to email, bitch. Did he email me?
Yeah, email. Yeah.
He emailed me. Invited me to, and then I got this dude calling me from prison. The guy went to prison, and he's calling me on my phone. And I'm like, if you called me the first 10 times, why do you think I'm going to answer, like, the next 10 times you call, like, and he uses his free phone call when he gets there to call me. I'm at work. Seriously, there's only a few people that I answer my phone to at work, and that's this motherfucker, my mom, and anything that has to do with my kid. That's it. Otherwise, everybody knows to find me at my motherfucking store. So, he's the worst. What
I think
about
the
hammer guy?
The hammer guy was cool, though.
Okay, no. No.
No, let me rephrase that. His attitude, like, when you're in jail, it's a different situation. You know?
Yeah, I understand. I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
If you're a chomo and you don't tell me you're a chomo and
you're cool and you're sociable,
yeah,
and you're easy to get along with, you're going to get along with him.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
So
but
what?
Hammerman, I didn't even know what his charges was until I got information from other people. Like,
there's probably a reason why he didn't tell you or mention anyone else.
I mean, we're not that cool.
Yeah.
Like, but he's like, when he asked me for shit, you would think this guy is like, if you didn't know his charges,
yeah,
you would think he was like just like a smoker or something.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker here is fucking murdering.
That's so crazy. And you're like, his mannerisms were so nice. You would have never known that he killed his...
He killed his wife, stepson, and raped this motherfucking stepdaughter.
How long did he rape her for?
12 hours.
So wait, that's the lady that I saw on the news. That she got away?
She got away.
And then they caught him?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So this motherfucker tells me about this shit and that he had, like, so much money on his books.
Like $80,000. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I don't know anymore.
He paid $60 on somebody's books for an $8 headset. Because the headphones in jail are a big commodity and they were on the commissary. So he wanted one real bad. He paid $60.
Who the fuck is in charge of your... You just putting monies on someone else's book as a prisoner? You're not having someone else do it?
You can move your money around. No, he has to call somebody to have him...
Helping him move his shit around, his lawyer, probably.
I heard him say mom one time on the phone. So it might be mom.
How the fuck is your mama going to help you? What kind of mom is that?
Well,
if my kid did that to somebody, I'd be like, I don't know you.
You disown it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You raped a child. You killed another child. You raped your wife. You were obviously only with your wife to fuck the child. What the hell is happening to this world, bro? Like, everything's wrong. I'm never dating again. So, yeah, you don't know who you're marrying. You obviously don't know who your family is. The child molesters are usually people that you know. You know, people that... women get murdered 9 times out of 10 by somebody they fucking know. They get raised by someone that they know and trust. Otherwise, they're going to get attacked out in the wild, and you have a better chance of surviving a random stranger attacking you in the wild than you do your own family member.
Crazy.
Yeah. If my family member tried to rape me, I would beat him to death with a bat after he was done. Because I know struggling would not be an option because he's bigger than me, but I would beat him to death while he slept, hands down. So that's just that. I don't fucking care. I'm not going to call the police for you either. And I'll just clean up the mess, and I don't know where he went. He just took a walk and left. So, the Hammer Man. And he was where, from Claremont?
Yeah.
So, you didn't know about the red thing until you got out?
That situation.
Bro! We are putting this out, though. This motherfucker and he's done a show with Sean before, which we're gonna delete it off our account because it doesn't belong there.
Yeah, I can't.
How is it that you missed that?
I don't know. don't.
Like you think exactly.
I ain't got, you know, up on him to know like where you messing with kids.
Well, you had never. I never would have thought. I mean, now that I look at him in the past, now looking back, yeah, I can see why you need to fuck children, because who's gonna want you?
Oh my God.
That's like a test tube crack baby Schmeagle.
No.
Literally.
Oh,
his precious children.
Well, for your sake, boy, you better hope you ain't doing that.
We know from the DNA, possibly, allegedly, and in rumor, they found DNA on her. Now, how are you going to find DNA on a baby?
Unless you put it there.
Unless you motherfucker put it there.
That was a question I was asking.
It wasn't fingerprints, and they probably seen fingerprints when they roll this. They have a light that they roll over the body to see fingerprints.
Yeah.
They could pull literal fingerprints off
people.
Well, maybe
that's the DNA.
No, that ain't the DNA they talking about.
Oh,
they did a fucking rape kit, probably, which includes
No, they had to do a rape kit.
They had to do a rape kit on her, so they probably did a swab and found sperm on her. So he had been diddling her. Think about that. You're not going to find... Yes. Yeah, that's in 7 minutes. I'm not being bossy. I'm in the middle of the show. I timed it to be at till 2:30.
Yeah, but...
I fucking won turkey that I didn't ask for. And now I have to fucking go get it. Why? I knew this 4 weeks ago that this day would come.
Well, I guess it's going to be like a part two of this, I guess.
Yeah, we'll have to do a part two. But, yeah, motherfucker's back with more stories and red.
She don't like you.
Nah.
She wanna get
you, they let you out. We were riding. We're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. Jesus, you better get down here and bring your sandals, son. Like, it's about to get fucking real up in this bitch. No, we're literally, this is hell. This is hell. People are dumb. I hate the majority. We have become exponentially stupid as a people and as a whole. And ants do a better job. And so do honeybees. And pretty much every other animal. You're fucking trash. I hate all of you. oh, yeah. Most of you pieces of trash out here who like to go to church on Sundays but litter on the ground and bitch about the ecology, don't like breathing or drinking water that's not full of oil. I get it. You're too dumb to understand anything. We get it. But I hate you. I have become more reclusive and less inclusive. Because you start getting to know people, and I'm sorry, politics matters. What you want to happen to other people or are okay with just tells me everything I need to know about you. And I didn't get raised to be trash, so sorry. I'm just not a garbage human, so I hate these motherfuckers. Like the two bitches that got out of their car at the vape shop and threw two kittens out on the ground. I literally was busy putting in a battery for some customer, and I couldn't do anything about it. And it really sucked because we kept trying to capture them or whatever. But they're both gone. I don't know where they went. And we got homeless people around here that are eating animals. And then we got big-ass birds, too. And, I mean, this motherfucker was going down the sidewalk, covering it while carrying a cat down the sidewalk. True story. And we have, like, 180-plus cats go missing every 6 months here because... people are stupid. You keep breeding, and that means they have to keep building. So that means you idiots have to have more space and the animals get less. So then people like us who are just minding our own business and we're already here, lose our animals because you're stupid. Abortions are awesome. I love it. Please keep the abortions because I don't want to live in a town where most of these single moms are single moms and poor because it brings down the property value of our nice, beautiful home. And also, who the fuck wants to live in a poor-ass town where my taxes pay for everyone's food stamps because they get with best douchebags who want to fuck, have a kid, and not take care of it? Stop mating, America, because you're too dumb to do so. So that's the tea for now. We'll be back. And he's going to tell us some more.